Hello and welcome to our University of Strathclyde podcast series, run out of the world-famous School of Education, right in the heart of the beautiful city of Glasgow in Scotland. We bring you a mix of meeting academic interviews, thought pieces, conversations and provocations on all things education, to give you a glimpse into our world-leading education research here at Strathclyde, and of course to stimulate your questions and thinking around the meaning, purpose and practice of education. In schools, in communities, and of course in all our lives.
Hello, and welcome to the School of Education podcast. Today I am joined by Edward, and Edward's got a couple of friends with him. He's got Charmander and he's got Bunny with him, who's going to help us talk today about what he was up to during lockdown, because he did something very exciting. Edward, would you like to tell everybody something about yourself? Maybe what you're interested in or what do you like to do? I know you did something exciting yesterday. What did you do yesterday?
Oh, yesterday I went to a swimming trial for the Falkirk Otters. The results come back next week.
And you might get on the team then?
Might.
That sounds impressive. And what did you do today with your day off?
I went to go see Sing 2 and this.
Which do you think is better so far, Sing 2 or the podcast?
Me and my mum really liked Sing 2. So it's quite hard.
Well, very diplomatic answer. I know you don't want to insult me. And what are you doing on Friday? Because you've got something exciting to do on Friday as well.
Tomorrow we're going to the zoo.
Tomorrow you're going to the zoo. So zoo with animals, we've got Bunny with us, we had Sing 2, which is animals, and you swim like an otter. So there's a theme. The animals are the theme. Edward, during lockdown, which I know was a while ago for you now, because what class are you in? Primary 4. Yeah, we're going to talk about when you were in primary 2, primary 3. What did you think about learning during lockdown when you had to learn at home with your...
It was hard.
What was hard about it?
Well, then I wasn't really confident with my writing.
Mm-hmm.
But numeracy, I really like numeracy.
Why do you prefer that?
Numbers. I like numbers.
You like numbers. So did you get work sent home, or did your folks give you work?
Work sent home.
And how about your mum as a teacher? Was she any good?
Well, before the podcast, my mum said she was, we were talking about what I'm going to say, and she said that she was probably a bad teacher. That's what she said.
Well, she thinks she was a bad teacher. Do you think she was a bad teacher?
No.
No? What do you think was good about your mum teaching you during lockdown?
It's someone that I know better than my actual teacher.
And that makes a difference. How come? Why is it better that she knows you?
Because I trust her more.
Oh, that's interesting. So did you do some quite nice things during lockdown? Other than the work that the school sent home, what other kind of learning activities did you do?
Well, what we're talking about today.
So tell us about that then, because that was really quite interesting to me.
So I made tie-dye bags to help provide food for Edinburgh Zoo.
So when you made the tie-dye bags, how did that help provide food for Edinburgh?
Because I made it like a sale with them. So I sold them and the money went to Edinburgh Zoo to help provide animal food.
So how did you make these bags? What was involved?
Getting messy.
See, I've never made anything tie-dye before. So explain to me how that works. What do? You got a set of instructions.
I remember they included it. My mum just put up a picture of it.
Oh, that's helpful.
So we...
So we got the bags, didn't we? And what did we tie them up with?
We tied them up with elastic bands. And then we just squirted them.
What did you squirt them with? Tomato sauce or...?
No, there's a special mixture to tie-dye. So we just squirted them with that and made them different colours.
And then what kind of bags were they?
They were like handbags that that you go shopping with. My mum's got one that she uses quite a lot.
Did she pay for it, Edward?
No.
No, that's interesting, isn't it? You made these for charity and your mum didn't pay for hers. Was it a gift?
I tried to make her pay, but she didn't.
I'm sure she pays in other ways. So how much did you charge for these bags?
Not a lot.
And then how did you get the money then to the zoo? Did you write to them or what did you do?
That's hard. I have to say, I don't know that question. I don't know the answer to that question.
Did your mum help you with that bit, do you think?
My mum knows that bit.
Well, I suppose maybe your mum takes more to do with money in the house than you. But it must mean that they got quite a lot of money to buy some food. Did you say that you wanted it for particular animals, or was it just a gift to the zoo for them to use it however they liked?
Just a gift to the zoo to use it however they like. So I can tell you the price for them.
Okay.
So the bag was 50p.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I have to look up. Is that a hat? £25. T-shirt, £199. And scarf, 25p.
And did you sell many?
We sold quite a lot.
That's impressive. I suppose one of the things that I was interested in talking to you about is because it's not just that you made these and you made a lot of money for the animals in the zoo, but explain to me what happened then about the Glasgow Museum, the social life collection. Because now your bags are going to be used by the museum in some way.
So Glasgow Life Museum collection kids experience of lockdown except sent out an email saying, does anyone have something that they did in lockdown? So my mum told them what we were doing, and then they came back and said that was great.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be on the website.
So we'll be able to look up and see your bag on the website.
Yeah.
And have they got a version of the bag? Did you have to give them one of the bags as well for their...
They've got the real one.
The first one that you made?
Like the real one we sent them.
Oh, that's great. So does that mean then if people were really, really interested, they could go in and ask to see it?
Well, we don't know that yet.
It would be great if you could do that. You could do your own tours around the museum and then say, oh, wait a minute till I come and show you the bag that I made. They've got it in one of their special cases or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You fancy being a bag designer later on?
No, not really.
Not really? It was just something during lockdown. What do you fancy doing when you're older?
I'd quite less like to test games. That would be quite fun.
You like playing games?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that gives you something to do, I suppose, when you're off school tomorrow. When you get back from the zoo, maybe you could trial a game. What makes a good game?
I think quality, like not like graphics and all, like how it's designed, mm-hmm. like what type of game it is. So that, because there's different games for different people. So like I like to play Adopt Me a lot on Roblox. So like Adopt Me is like a role play game.
Mm-hmm.
Where you look after pets and hatch eggs to get pets.
This is more animal stuff. And you got new pets, didn't you, at Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, I do. They're just in my room chilling.
So what did you call them?
Jingle and Jangle.
Jingle and Jangle the gerbils.
Yeah.
Are they well behaved?
Yeah.
What kind of things do they eat?
Cucumber, broccoli,
mm-hmm.
mealworms. Brussels sprouts. Good way to get rid of Brussels sprouts if you don't like them.
Here's a question, Edward. When they eat Brussels sprouts, do they do what other people do when they eat Brussels sprouts?
No, they don't.
Because that could be a nightmare having two of them in your bedroom.
No, they don't. They don't.
Well, I'm relieved to hear it. Well, I'd like to say thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me today, Edward. It's been really interesting. Hopefully people that are listening will think to have a look at the Glasgow Museum's social life collection and look up your bag. If there's still some for sale, it may be that they buy some, and hopefully you'll have a nice time at the zoo tomorrow.
Looks like me and Mum are going to have to get back into the business.
Well, do you know, it wouldn't be a bad thing keeping your mum busy.
No. I wouldn't do that.
Thanks very much, Edward.
It's nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening in to our Strathclyde Education Podcast series. We'll be back soon with another episode.